Okay, another interesting Kachim Gemara tonight. Ein ben Shiloh Yerushalayim. There's no difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. As you know, Shiloh was the place where the Mishkan was located for several hundred years, well over 300, in the land of Israel. And Yerushalayim, of course, is the base of Mikdash was for almost for over 800 years in two different permutations. So there's no difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim. Elisha b'Shiloh ochlin kachim kalim ma'zusheni. In Shiloh, one could eat kachim kalim, meaning shlomim, and ma'zusheni b'chol haroa.
No, I'm just looking at the comparison from the previous mission.
So they're blasphemed about bummels, yeah, right?
This one, yeah.
So, Shabashila Ochlin Kochim Kalim, Miser Shekini, Kochim Kalim, Shlomim, and Miser Sheni, Bechol Roe. In any place where they could see, and the Gemara is going to say it's not what you can see, but anywhere where you can see, Yushalayim, Lifnim and Achomot has to be within the walls of the city. The kind of both places, both Yerushalayim and in Shiloh, kachim, the actual karbanos, which are kachim, which were chatos and ashamos and the like, nacholin lifnim nacholim, that's been within the confines of the actual Mishkan or the actual Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash itself, it means, yeah, you're on the wrong page.
What?
Yeah, there, over here. Lifnim and Akloim.
That's why it looks so straight.
Lifnim and Akloim. You weren't here last night, were you? Were you here last night?
Oh, that's right.
That's what it was. Yeah.
I went to the board meeting.
Yeah.
Right.
He got to Mishnah, but not the Mishnah you
mentioned. Not the Mishnah you mentioned. Nechon Lifnim and Akloim. They can be eaten within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash or of the Mishkan, but not beyond, not in all the areas which are visible, which can see the Mishkan. Kedusha Shiloh Yesh Achre Heter. The Kedusha of Shiloh, there is, afterwards, there is a Heter, meaning that after Shiloh was destroyed, for the years that the Oron was located and the Mizbeach was located in Nov and Givon, which are two way stations before it hit Yerushalayim. During those years, Bamos, minor backyard-type altars were permitted. However, Kedusha was Yerushalayim. Once Yerushalayim was consecrated, there was no permissibility afterwards to ever go anywhere else, and that's why nowadays we, of course, cannot build a Mizbeach in our backyard and sacrifice Korbanos. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Bar Meryo, I'm not sure it's Yossi or Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan, Bar Nehma says Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Meryo, Shama Lo Min Hador. He learned out that the Bamos were permissible between the time of the Midbar and the construction of Shiloh, and between the time that the Shiloh was destroyed and the construction of Beis HaMikdash, Minado, I learned from the following pasuk. It says, Oz Yivna Yoshua Mizbech LaHashem, Yoshua built an altar unto Hashem Elokei Yisrael, God the Lord of Israel, Bahar Evel, on the mountain of Evel, which is outside Shechem, where there was no Mishkan, right? There's nothing there. He just built a Mishkan, a Mizbech, so to speak, out of thin air. So therefore, it's clear that Bamos were Mutzer at that point. Ainli Halar Evel, I only know if that's the case, Har Evel. Meaning, it really means to say is I only know during that period, between the time that they enter Eretz Yisrael and 14 years hence when they actually built Shiloh. How? What about Shiloh, meaning after Shiloh was destroyed during, I think it was 59 years, at the end of the parak we're going to see, 59 years until the Beis HaMikdash was built, what about during that period, right? Minayin, how we know that that time was also permissible to use Bamos? Because it says, Vaikach Shmuel Tlech Olav Echad, Shmuel took one young milk goat, in other words, one which was young and still nursing, Vayaleu Ola Kolil Hashem, and he took to sacrifice an Ola, a whole unto God. So it sounds like he did a korban in the middle of nowhere. It wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't in the Mishkan, so it must be that Bamos or Mutter. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a riot. I'm Rabbi Abar Kana. Shalosh Averis Tutra B'Seu Shmuel. Shmuel committed three Averis with that goat. Three of them. Count them. What are they? Huvoro. He sacrificed together with its hide. And hide, you can never sacrifice its korban. You have to skin a korban before you sacrifice it. Umechusas Man, it was still nursing, meaning that it was still where the Gemara understands that it was still within the first 7 days of its lifetime. So therefore, it's too young. It has, cannot be brought till the eighth day. And also, V'levi hoya, Shmuel was a Levi. Right, it's, he should actually should be Kohen. Now, the truth is, there's some people who change the kirsa here, because we learned before that outside the base, outside when you can use bamos, so then you don't have to actually have Kohen, right? So some people changed it to Laila Hoya, that it was at night, and that was the third Aveira. Mm-hmm. But in any event, so the bottom line is that perhaps since were Mati, in that case, Shmuel transgressed Averis anyway in doing it, so perhaps that was obviously was a Rosh Hashanah. There were special circumstances there, and Shmuel being a Navi, as we learned previously last night, a Navi can be Mati or Rosh Hashanah for Bomos, right? So therefore, maybe Shmuel was Mati as a Rosh Hashanah, and maybe Taka Bomos Rosser, like Elio and Har Carmel, he was Mati as a Rosh Hashanah, so that's not a good proof. So that's why on Rabbi Yisrael, Imin Adol, Leisat Shemayim Min Oklum, for there you can't derive anything. Same idea, right? Says you can't derive anything because maybe there's a Rosh Hashanah. So Dom Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, similarly Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, it's the same idea, the Shiva Averis Hutra Beporo Shal Gidon. Gidon transgressed 7 Averis when he sacrificed a certain bull to Hashem, which are the following Averus. Avonim Psulos, he built it on a Mizbeach, which had previously been built to the Baal, right, to one of the Canaanite deities. That's one. Azisha used that wood from an Asherah tree. That's two. Mukta used an Aver, animal which was set aside for Avodah Zarah purposes. That's three. Vinava was an animal which was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah. That's four. Velila, he sacrificed it at night. That's five. Vizar. Here also, you see, he's criticized because he was the Zar. He was not a Kohen.
He wasn't
even a Levi, right. That's six. V'Isar Bama. And also, it was a Bama. There was a time when Shiloh was still standing and still he did a Karma. So we see that it could be that just like by Gidon, we say it's a Rosh, obviously, because the Malach told him to sacrifice it. The Malach came down and told him to sacrifice it, which is either a Malach Mamish or was Pinchas, who came around and told people to do things because he was a Navi. So in any event, so that's why he did it. So too could be Shmuel did a Hora Rosh as well. So therefore, Tapi Zayin Rav Mandaboy Yishmin Tavus, who he wants to bring a good proof, Minaudu Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, should bring it from Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, where it says, Uchuvasa Arama, it says about Shmuel, when the Navi describes Shmuel's pattern of life, it says he would go around Am Yisrael, you know, he was a circuit court. You know, in the old days, the circuit court, those of you who know the history of the state of Illinois, know that Abraham Lincoln was a circuit court lawyer, and he used to travel the circuit with the judges. Did you know that's where the name circuit came from? Oh, they're two lawyers, so they know. But, you didn't know that?
No.
The name circuit court comes from the fact that in the old days, the judges used to travel the circuit, going from town to town, judging cases. Say, I have a kid's book, which we got when we were in Springfield, about how Abraham Lincoln, he went around with his judge.
We're on this Lincoln kid lately. Yesterday was with
okay. Just like coincidence, though. But there was this, he used to travel, all the lawyers used to sleep in one bed, and the judge, since he was Koshman, he also weighed like 300 pounds. So he also got his own bed by himself.
Lawyers, even today, still sleep in one bed.
So, anyway, but that's all right. But in any event, Shmuel was the original circuit judge. He went from place to place judging cases, but he would come back every year to Ramah. Gisham Beis, that's where his house was. Visham Shabbat Yisrael, there he judged Am Yisrael. That was his main location. For even Shem Mizbeach Hashem, and there he built the Mizbeach. What does it mean he built a Mizbeach? He had a permanent Mizbeach there, which every year he sacrificed the Kabbalah's on. Now, you can't say a Rosh Hashanah about a permanent Mizbeach. A one-shot deal, you could say a Rosh Hashanah, a temporary ruling. But this obviously was a permanent Mizbeach by him. So it must have been that Bamos were mutter because Shiloh was destroyed and Shmuel was in the interim period, and therefore he was building a Mizbeach outside Shiloh for permanent usage. Okay? Ksiv, it says. Time out. My daughter's babysitting.
Why the future tense for Oz, Yivne, Yehoshua? Mizbeach
Lashem? That's a good question. I don't know why Ozzy of Ner Mizbeach is future. That's probably is. It would be a case similar to that which we say by Hashem, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Oz, that Oz is even lost his level.
Yeah,
probably a good for Kirkland.
So why is that a raya for the settlers that are in Shechem? That they should.
Is that a raya? I don't think it's a raya. But it's an interesting idea. They're not, as far as I know, they're not building mizbachos. Okay.
No, but they should live in the Shechem area.
Yeah, but okay. Mm-hmm. But they should. The question is whether this is the right time. Once we're on a tangent. I got the Arut Shevetei, this nutty thing about the water under the Har HaBayis. Did you see it today?
No.
Again, a long diatribe about all the water running under the Beis HaMikdash. Have you heard about this?
No.
They're learning your Shalmi.
It's in the Bavli too. But it's not supposed to run under. It's supposed to run out of. So it's to run out of the base kodesh kodashim.
Yeah.
The allegedly the Arabs are going crazy and destroying all the foundations of the Har HaBayis. I don't believe a word of this. But allegedly destroying all the foundations of the Har HaBayis because there's water gushing from somewhere and they don't know where and they're afraid it's a good sign for the Jews and they want to stop it. So, and then the Temple Mount faithful are saying it's a terrible thing, the police are not doing anything because they're destroying all this. I think it's all made up. I can't believe it's true. But they're making a big deal out of it.
It's not
No, and it's not Al Gadrud. Lossi Lovo, it says water's supposed to come out of the Kodesh Kodoshim and flow from there to Yerushalayim. We had it recently, I forget where. I'm not good at remembering that. Maybe in Yuma. But in any event, and then it's supposed to flow and spread, and there's people are going to in Yerushalayim, which in the basement it's just a trickle, and then it expands, and by the time it gets outside into Yerushalayim, it's already large enough to toivel in, and then eventually becomes a mighty torrent, etc., etc. Oh well. Anyway, that's what they're dealing with now. All right, if that's neither here nor there, let's go on. Says one further. See, it says, this is going back to the case I told you about, forward in time, when Shaul is being identified as the king. So he meets Shmuel, actually, at a dinner, right? Shmuel is going to give the invocation at the dinner, and Shmuel, they put him up on the stage, and the tabach, the chef, puts before him the best stuff. What does he put in front of him? The shok and aliyah. Now, what is shok and aliyah? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Amar, shaka, the thigh, the shupa, and the socket on top of it. In other words, both the thigh itself and the socket on top. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, shaka, the thigh, valiyah, with an aleph, which usually means the tail, right? So here it says with an ayin, but means the tail, which is very choshev, and that's why it's called aliyah, the superior part. The superior part is not the tail, but rather the thigh and the breast, the chest, which of course is what the kohen gets. Dam Rabbi Lezer said it was actually a halachic thing. Chazav shok lekohani mebama gdoila in the focal mizbeach, which is either that of Nova Given or of course those in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, they're the chazav shok or the kohani. Because Kohanim were the ones who served there. But Lebailim Bebomakdana, in the minor Mizbachos, it goes to the owners, okay, because they are in lieu of the Kohanim. Want to tell you about these topics, Rabbi Zeev Hashem said, Or Ha'ola Lekohanim Bebomakdala. The hide of the Ola goes to Kohanim in the major Mizbachos, Lebailim and the owners Bebomakdana in the minor Mizbachos. Rabbi Zeev Hashem, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I did not realize this last night when we learned this, but now, of course, it's blatant. Trumas Toida. You actually could bring, if you owe the Korban Toida, you could bring in your backyard Bama. Because it's a shlami. So you can bring your backyard Bama. Yeah. So you bring your Toida in your backyard Bama. So then, Truma's Toida, the Kohanim Bama Gdoila, the Truma, the one Chala out of the 40 loaves, out of 40 loaves, four Chalas, right? One out of 10 goes to the Kohen. So here, the Truma's Toida, the Kohanim Bama Gdoila, the Bailim Bama Gdana in the minor Mizbeach, it goes to the owner. Rabbi Yochanan Boy, Halayla Maushi Akosha Bama. Can we do by Bama? Can we do that by the night? So we already know you can from these previous Gemaras, but we're asking. Rabbi Yochanan asked it here. So hey, so Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer responded. He said, "Vaksiva doesn't say by Yom Shol Potsu Bam." Bnei Moshe brings down the whole pasuk, but the Shol said, "Gather the nation together," and he was upset at them. And it says each guy, because each guy took, he said that each guy should take an ox from the booty from one of the wars. Then they took an ox and Agisho Ayishoro, and they were supposed to bring it to him to sacrifice, to slaughter. Anyway, the bottom line is that they did it at night. And it says that they told Shaul that the people didn't wait for Shaul to do it himself. Rather, during the middle of the night, they went and slaughtered the korbanos themselves. And they said, the nation seemed to go to Hashem. Lech l'adam, to eat on the blood, which is a generic term for prohibited activity. Here it means they're eating, they're slaughtering and eating in the middle of the night, which is prohibited. Okay, Tzad, so how are you supposed to do it? Halayl chulin, you can eat chulin meat at night. Hayom mukdash, but if it's hektish meat, hektish by a bama, it can only be eaten, even by a bama, it has to be during the day. It can be eaten at night, of course. I confused that slightly. It can be eaten at night, but it has to be slaughtered, the avoda done during the day. Kad shama, Rabbi Yochanan heard this, he said, Yofa limdin, Rabbi Lezer Shkoyach. It's a nice Rosh Rabbi Lezer meat. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Eloi said, "Kasev echad ayimer." One pasuk says, "Va'itosh mishkan shilo." Va'itosh mishkan shilo sounds like that. Well, actually, means literally. The pasuk means mishkan shilo was abandoned, but called shilo a mishkan. A mishkan is usually regarded as being a tent. The kasev echad ayimer. Another pasuk says, "Va'tiviyehu Chana brought Shmuel beis Hashem shilo, to the house of God in shilo." So it sounds like it was a house, not a tent. So how do you reconcile these two psukim? Okay, said, there was a house of stone which was on the bottom. Virios milamal, on top of the curtains. In other words, it didn't have a real roof. It didn't even have a thatched roof. It just had curtains on top. It had permanent stone walls, but only curtains on top. And that is called, the Mishnah is called Menucha. The Gemara is going to discuss that in great detail later on. Amrei Zerba said, "Ubevada sorat fachim kibin, at least 10 fachim kibinin abayis. At least 10 fachim of stone have to be made out of the permanent. At least 10 fachim to be permanent structure of stone. The rest of it can be curtains, but 10 fachim above the ground has to be of stone. So there's more only 10 fachim." But Kashem Shoya, didn't we learn that it's a brisa? Should be Vahatani, actually. I didn't write in my Gemara, but the Leiden manuscript says it should be Vahatani. So let me write that in. Actually, I think it's the Shari Torah Zeretz Yisrael wants to say from here, from this quote, Vatani, that there must be a Yushalmi on Kachim, which is a big question, because we don't have Yushalmi on Kachim, so we don't know if there actually was or wasn't. So therefore, it was one which was forged. But he wants to say that since there's this is a quote from the Yushalmi on Kachim, which we lost, and it says there, Kishem Shaya Oil Moed Natui, just like the Oil Moed was spread in the Midbar, Kach Oil Shemeshilo Natui, so to the Oil Shilo was spread. So if that's the case, I think what he's really asking is that, just like in the Midbar, there were 10 amos of crushing, of beams, so too you should need 10 amos of actual structure, not of tent. The tent can't start, tent Vachim also can't, has to start only 10 amos off the ground, right? So why is it saying all you need is 10 tefachim of structure? You should need 10 amos of structure. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yisrael Boon, Krosav, Krosav, Bricha, Vamuda, Vadonav. What was like the Mishkan could be many different things. Could be talking about the fasteners and the beams and the bolts and the pillars and the bases of the pillars. But the bottom line is that what was similar, for you are crossing near mitocho kikochavim birakiyah. It was that the truth is that the similarity was only in that just like in the Mishkan, you had the fasteners which fastened the various different, the two different sheets. In other words, there was one, two sheets fastened together in order to form the roof over the top of the Mishkan. So there were fasteners which held them in place, kind of hook, S-hooks. So those S-hooks were made out of gold and they shined. They shone. They were radiant. So too in the Mishkan, they had radiant hooks also. That was the only similarity. Everything else didn't have to be similar. Even though there are many other possibilities of similarity, that's the only thing which actually had to be similar. Okay? Says Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chia, the great said to Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, Ani shamati b'avich, I heard from your father, Rabbi, shekol chupus shohayu, all the chupus that there were, meaning all the batei mikdash that there were, and all the mishkanos that there were, lohayu ela b'sochel kol shebinyamin. That to be in Binyamin's portion. My time, Pasuk says, so he says, uben k'seifa of shochet, Hashem resides between the shoulders of Binyamin. Binyamin Zev whatever it says. It says in Bracha that Ben Zev Roshon. It says Zev Yitrof Lerv Yochar Babuk Yechai Kshol, whatever it says there. Anyway, so ask Gemara, see, whatever you do with this pasuk, it says Vayim Aspo Yosef. Hashem rejected the tent of Yosef. Of Shevet Ephraim, and in the tribe of Ephraim Lobach, he did not choose Vayichar B'Shevet Yehuda. He chose Shevet Yehuda. So we see that the Mishkan was in the area of Yosef. He rejected Yosef and took Yehuda. So the Mishkan was in Yosef, and the Beis HaMikdash in Yehuda. Says more, no. B'chib Yehuda B'char. Did he really choose Yehuda? We know that part of the Beis HaMikdash at least was built in the area of Binyamin, right? So Ela B'chiro B'chiro. What it means is he chose. Meaning, Malon to Bechir Shnemer Lahalan Binyamin Bechlau, just like when he chose Yehuda and Binyamin, because Binyamin must have been included. So too by Shiloh at Bechir Shnemer Khan, when he chose to build the Shiloh in the Shevet of Ephraim, Binyamin Bechlau includes Binyamin as well. In other words, just like the Beis HaMikdash was split between Yehuda and Binyamin, the Mishkan was split between Ephraim and Binyamin. Okay?
Mizbeach was
Binyamin,
right?
Yeah, although it's not much the way here in the Yerushalmi. That's the problem. Yeah, that's what it says. So that's what we always say. But look at this. One second. Rabbi Yen, Rabbi Vosh, Rabbi Yisrael said, "Utzon shochni sneh." It says that by Yubrach of Yosef is also Brach. It says the will of he who resides in the resided in the sneh, the burning bush. That's Hashem. But it's resided in the burning bush, so to speak, when he's speaking to Moshe. But here we dash it. Kachim ha-meratzim, could we dash in this pasuk, kachim, which of course appeasement, right? Because they appease Hashem and they bring us closer to Hashem. Ne'acholim v'chalko Yosef, they're eaten in Yosef's portion and no other portion. Okay, so they're eaten in Yosef's portion. Amar Rav Yehuda the Tziporin, Rav Yehuda the Tziporin said, Kirosh Tor, there was like a triangle. The Korbanator obligingly drew a triangle there, right? Kirosh Tor.
We know all about Rosh Tor from
Sukkah. From where?
From Zeraim.
Oh, Zeraim, Kilayim, oh, right. Well, we're just adding Sukkah,
right,
too.
That's right.
Zeraim, and Kilayim. So, Kirosh Tor, Enichas B'tol Chelko Shel Yosef. A Rosh Tor, an angle, went into the portion of Yosef. B'tol Chelko Shel Binyamin. V'yam Yisbech Nosun Olav. So the way actually the Yerushalmi is learning, I was toying with changing the gears, although I don't know. But the way the Yerushalmi learns is that if this is the portion of Yosef, this is Yosef, this is Binyamin, so actually the Mizbeach was built like this. No, in the Mishkan.
Oh, in the Mishkan.
In the Mishkan. Mishkan, a portion went from Yosef into Binyamin. So it sounds like part of the Mizbeach. The truth is, also in the Beis HaMikdash, that's the way it was. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was Binyamin over here. Binyamin. Yehuda. Here was the Mizbeach. But it says, Ritzua Nafka. There was a belt of Yehuda, and that's where there was no Sovev on this side. Because the Sovev only in the Chelek where there were, not Sovev, Yisod. Yisod
can only be in the Chelek where, actually I think I got on the wrong side. I think it was over here. But because the Yisod was like this.
The
there was no side.
where the south, meaning where the ramp was, there was no Yisod. Okay, under the ramp there was no Yisod. I don't remember. Whatever it was. So there was no Yisod on the side which belonged to Yehuda. So here, I guess, we also have the same thing. The side which belonged to Yosef, there's no Yisod on. Okay? Says, well, how do we know that there was such a strip, such an angle? My Tama, why? Because it says, V'nosav Agvul, the border of Shevet Ephraim, which is part of Yosef, of course, should turn Mizracha, turn east, Te'ena Shiloh. And the Te'ena Shiloh, we darshan to mean Adiskopa, until the threshold, Adiskupa, you know, this threshold, the Shiloh. In other words, there should be a strip coming out from Yosef to underneath the Mishkan Shiloh. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yehovah, Shem, Yisrachin, said, Ritzon Shochnis. Now, another version of Drasha, the will of those who hate me, see that? Shishore Shechina, the son of Yosef. The Shechina was Shochen, dwelt in the enemies of Yosef. Who were the enemies of Yosef? Yehuda. And the Shechina went from Ephraim, where the Mishkan was, to Yehuda, where the Beis HaMikdash was. Okay? So he did the Ratzon of those who hated the Yosef, Ratzon Shochni, Sneh. Those who were detested Yosef were stoning him. Okay, Rabbi Lezer Shem, Rabbi Shuri Hoshia said, Mimash Nechlu, since we know that in the Mishkan, the you ate Kachim Kalim, Maser Shem, Bechoro, and all areas which saw, Lo Tzorech, it should be Akosuf. Lo Tzorech Akosuf, Lasir Achilos, and that's why the Torah never says, do not eat them beyond the confines of the holy precincts. El Aliyasan. The only thing the Torah says explicitly is, do not sacrifice them beyond the holy precincts, because even in Shiloh, they couldn't sacrifice beyond the holy precincts. But to eat, they could, because anywhere where they could see the holy precincts, they could eat. Because that's what it says, Shomer Pentale Losecha. Pentale means Aliyasecha, because the Akrova, the sacrifice. But the eating can be even not in the Mokum, but rather any place which you can see the Mokum. Rabbi Shimon bar Ben Ma'isha, Boy Kumir Lezer, Asperi Lezer, Mau. When it says anywhere you can see, you can eat Kachim Kalim and Ma'isha Shani. Is it Aroa Shiloh, somebody you can see the town of Shiloh? Or Shiloh Umishkan Shiloh, somebody you can see the town and also the Mishkan, which obviously is closer in. So Amalei Shiloh Mishkan Shiloh, you have to actually see the Mishkan begin like Kogon Hada Beis Meon. It's like Beis Meon is within striking distance, sighting distance of the shul in Tveria, the Beis Medrash in Tveria. Elish Hazem Mavsik, it's just that between Beis Meon and the shul in Tveria, there's like a hill in the middle. Bezeno Mavsik, but in Shiloh, you can only eat where there's no hill in the middle, so you have an actual direct view of the Mishkan of Shiloh. Rabbi Azar Shem Yochanan said, Simen, this is a simen to know when bumus are mutter, when bumus are aser. Cause my charm bifni mail all the time, the yarn is in the proper place, a bumus asuros, the backyard misbachos are aser. Yotso, if the yarn leaves its proper place, a bumus mutaris, the bumus come mutter. Rabbi Zeo, boy, come Rabbi Aso, yes, for Rabbi Aso. What about a few short if it leaves temporarily? Kigon Ait Eli, like the time when Eli's sons Chofni and Pinchas went out and they took their own with them, which was ultimately taken captive by the Philistines. Rabbi Avraham Yochanan said, Sham Sham. Yeah, even then, it's also the Bombas are also. Because Sham, it's. No, even then the Bombas are also. What?
If it's Yatsa.
No, that was a Shiloh. Oh no, that was Yotza permanently. What if it's Yotza temporarily?
Like
out to war. Out to war, right. And it's also because it says Shom Shom, and it says here Shom, by the case of Chofni and Pinchas, it says also Shom, or the even though it says in Torah, these are Psukim in Torah, learning like the Pnei Moshe, these are Psukim in Navi. Okay? And it says Shom here, and it says also Shom by the, when Shlomo brought the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was consecrated. So Ma'asham Shemai La'am Bamasul Asur, it's just like when Shlomo brought the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, Bamas came Moser. So to over here, I've shown, just like the Shum stated over there, means the Bumas are all assert, so the context of Bumas being forbidden. I've shown Shnemar Khan, so the Bumas are stated here, that Bumas are assert, the Bumas are also as well. Rabbi Shimon Lakish asked if I Rabbi Yochanan, out if that's the case. Imein Ogo named Pesach. It says Shum here, and it says Shum by Pesach. Says B'mokom Asher Yuchai L'Sharkein Shmo Shom. Says you have to bring the Pesach in a place where there is a Shom. So if that's the case, very cool question he asks. He says Me'atim Ein Aron Pesach. There's no Aron. It's not Shom. There should be no Pesach, right? Because you don't have the Aron there, and it's because he learns there Shav Shom Shom. So Rabbi Yossi actually changes the Gzeir Shava in order to eliminate the question of Pesach. He says the Gzeir Shava is between the word, between the Askorah. The Askorah means the mention of Hashem's name. It says when they took the Aaron out toward Chavni and Pinchas, the sons of Eli, it says, Aaron Bris Hashem. And it says when Shlomo brought the Aaron into the Beis HaMikdash, it's Aaron Bris Hashem. So Maaz Kora Shanem Ala Lona Bamas Asura, it's just like the Askara stated when it says Aron Bris Hashem by the building base, I mean there's Bamas came also. Askara Shanem Akan, even the temporary, at the time, the temporary removal of the Aron to the battlefield, also the Bamas remained Asur. The Chenoya. Oh, actually, there should be a period here. The Chenoya is a new thing. And it's going on that which it says everybody who can see the Mishkan of Shiloh, can eat Kachim Kali Meiser Sheni. The Chenya Meiser Sheni Rabbi Yehuda. Based on that, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon both said, Meiser Sheni Benov Givon. There was Meiser Sheni and Novin Givon. Why? Novin Givon didn't have any walls, right? But if you all call a roez kosher for, they didn't even have walls of the Mishkan itself because there was no Mishkan. The Mishkan was destroyed. All there was Mizbeach. So you say if you hold Meiser Sheni was Mutter, Novin Giva, well, all there was Mizbeach, you can only say that if you hold that call a roez works, right? So because then I say, this is also roez. You see the Mizbeach. That's also considered to be sufficient to eat Meiser Sheni. Okay? Nicho Rabbi Yehuda. That's good luck, Rabbi Yehuda, because the Rabbi Yehuda, my Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatos Pesach liyochi bebama gdoila. There's Chatos and there's Pesach for an individual by a bama gdoila, like a focal altar for Am Yisrael, like there was in Nova Givon. Ein Chatos Pesach liyochi bebama gdana. Then there's no Chatos and Pesach by a bama, for an individual by a bama gdana. So that's the case. So Bama Gdoila is the focal area for the Tzibur, and that's Eid Meister Sheni as well. Biram. Did it say Biram actually? What?
Kirav Shimon.
Oh, sorry. So it's just Kirav Shimon. So I got carried away there. Kirav Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon Omar, Afat Tzibur in a Mevi Lamash Kosov Kova Lava Kosov. But the Rabbi Shimon holds that even Tzibur only brings that which they mandated to be in the Bama Gdoila. No optional stuff, only mandated stuff. Is Meiser Sheni mandatory? Just don't eat it. Just redeem it. Don't eat it. We don't eat it nowadays. So therefore, how could they eat it at the time of the there was just the Bama Gdoila. It's only mandatory stuff. This is voluntary. Says the Gemara, no, very interesting story. The Gemara says, once Meiser Sheni was up as a mitzvah, they never desisted from bringing Meiser Sheni. It's a continuous mitzvah. Now this is really a sugya for Pesachim. It's just got here of a seed by accident. The chronic yotzi their chiyuv of matzah by chala, even though Yisrael can't eat it, with a truma, same thing. Yisrael Meiser Sheni, Yisrael can be yotzei by Meiser Sheni, not by Truma or Chala. Talmud Loma suppose says, Tochu Matzos, eat Matzos, Reba, anything you can get your hold on, any kind of mitzvah, any kind of matzah. Yogi yotzei the chosel of Bikurim, so doesn't even really include Bikurim, right? First fruits, which you ground up and made Matzos. Talmud Loma chomosh vosechem Tochu Matzos. No, it says in all your communities eat matzahs. Matzah and achelz b'chamoshev has got to be a matzah which is suitable to eat in all communities. Yotz b'kurim as opposed to b'kurim. Shein and achelz b'chamoshev, they can only be in Yerushalayim, so they can't be matzah. Okay? His sibun, so they asked the kasha, Hare Meiser Sheni. What about Meiser Sheni? Hare Unecha b'chomoshav? Can Meiser Sheni be eaten anywhere? I can say, chomosh v'seichem precludes bikurim. Let it preclude Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni can also only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Says Gemara, royally pardos b'lochel b'chom makom. It becomes tummy, you can redeem it, and then you can use the money to buy stuff in Yerushalayim, but the Meiser Sheni itself becomes mutatin anywhere. Okay, Rabbi Merchia boy, Rabbi Merchia asks, "Me'ata, if that's okay, if this is the case, how care because of Meitzer Sheni Tomei? If somebody buys stuff with Meitzer Sheni money, which is Tomei, right? It should be now. There's a couple things missing here. It says your Rabbi Yehuda, the carbonator changes it in the fifth wide line. L'Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rabbi Yehuda he says." Mao the Tanya Lakur because of Maiser Shanit Ma Yipode. Sorry, Rabbi Mao, what's the sad score Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya, as we learn, I mean this from the carrier carbonator. Lakur because of Maiser, so he bought something with Kesav Maiser, Shanitma, and then it became Tame, Yipode. It's got it can be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ikover. Rabbi Yehuda says it's gotta be buried. Okay? So if that's the case, let's go back to the Gemara. But again, last narrow line, right? Boom, Rechia boy. Matlokul, Kesa, Meiser, Sheni, Tomei. Krab Yehuda, like Krab Yehuda says, you gotta bury it, you can't use it. So then, Meiser, Sheni, again, shouldn't be able to be used for Matzah, because not Bechomosh Vaseche, because you can't redeem it. You have to bury it, you can't redeem it. So where's Bechomosh Vaseche? So says the Gemara. Actually, the Gemara doesn't give an answer. So, Hovein, continuing on, Hovein royally put us the Ochel Moshe, and the Yitzibah should be able to be Yitzibah. Ain't a Chanami, it sounds like Gemara accepts that corner of Bidra. Hashem, the Lord is Beat, boy, my boy, he asks a question like this. Meat the Chalas, Isa, Meister Shane, Yushalayim. Cool case. You have a Chalas made from Meister Shane, Don Yushalayim. Nothing to do with Pesach. Just stop Chalas made from Meister Shane, Don Yushalayim. So, you have Chalas made from Meister Shane, Don. Hovein royally put us. It's not suitable to redeem. You can't eat it anywhere because chal is not redeemable. Meiser Sheni might be redeemable. Chal is not. So you can't be yotzei for matzah because once it's chal, you can't redeem it anymore. It's not in your hands to redeem it. It belongs now to the coin. So therefore, you can't be yotzei because ta cannot b'chomo shavos. Okay, period. There's fourth wide line down. Yochel ye yotzei de chavosim b'chalos tov v'kikei nozir. Can be yotzei matzah is also in the Bavli. Can be yotzei matzah with the chalos brought by a person being the tzaddik. Remember, even though the chalos they're all matzah, right? Because no karbanos chomim to base in mikdash. So yochel ye yotzei de chavosim b'chalos tov v'kikei nozir. And the pancakes brought by nozir when he finishes his nazirus. Do those work for matzah? Matzah is tochelu. Eat matzah 7 days. Matzah nechelus kol shibes kari matzah. Matzah, which can mean all 7 days. Yotzu chalos tov v'kikei nozir. Supposed to stop brought for a tight end nozir. Shein nechol kol shibes can be eaten all 7 days because they're like the korbanos which they have brought, and we have no korban which can be eaten for more than
two days.
Okay. So that's it. They can't be in all 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda boy, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi look, he said, "Mimasha nechul chalos tov derukike nazir." Since chalos tov derukike nazir were eaten b'chol orei Yisrael, they were eaten throughout Am Yisrael. In other words, they can be made at a backyard bama. Lo tzarich hashana lo tzia mimoshav. So therefore, it's not. You cannot preclude them from the concept of moshavos, because actually you can eat them anywhere, so you can eat them any moshav, right? Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish says those mentioned echolos chalos todar kikin azu b'chol reisro, right? I went back. Same idea. Says Gemara nicho chalostra. You know what? You're right about toida, because toida you can eat anywhere when the bum is the mutter. So it can be yaitzah with toida. You can eat toida, the mitzvah matzah. However, Kike Nazir, the grandkids and his ears, that's not so partial, because we learned last night on Rabbi, locating on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan say, Leitzka Nazirus can't sacrifice Nazirus Korbanos at a Bamas Bamakdana, a small altar. Why? Because Nazirus Chayvel, Nazirus mandatory. You were voluntary to accept the Nazirus, but once you accept the Nazirus, the Korbanos you bring are mandatory Korbanos. So says Marami Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana, I'll give you a case where Nazirus you can bring anywhere, and then, therefore, it can serve as valid matzah. What's case departure? Case of resolving case as follows. Shekova chatosa b'shilo. He already brought his chatos in Shlomo. Shilo. Now Shilo was destroyed. So now he's a little bit slow. So now he's bringing his oilus in Shlomo b'noi v'givon. He's bringing his oilus in Shlomo beyond his chatos in Novigivon. So Shilo's going to eat them. Right? Because they're already not in Shilo. Since they're not in Shilo, so therefore we see it's mutter b'chomos shavos. Can he use them? When I said night, can he use them? Eat them? Can he use them as matzah? That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara is saying it could be that he uses as matzah because once the chatos was brought in Shilo, anything else could be brought anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael.
Similar, we had in the Gemara, if you were designated a carbon. One, the base of Mikdash was still Kayav, and then after destruction, what do you do with that carbon?
Right, it's got to be raised to death. Yeah, sure. It's welcome. And Lord of Menoch is one of those.
Rabbi Ezra. Interesting name. I don't remember ever seeing Ezra in the Talmud before. Rabbi Ezra ben Kunai has asked for him to locate him. Rabbi B'Shem, Rabbi Yosi. Didn't Rabbi say name Rabbi Yosi? Shami Chagiga, the Shlomim for Simchas Yotiv, Haboim B'Boma, which are brought in the Bama Ksherim, they're valid. El Shalo Ola Bailim L'Shem Chayim. They just don't count for the owners, right? Because he wasn't aware when his karmas are being sacrificed. Right. So I'm right. Okay, so let me go back over the end. I'm right. I'm right. Rabbi Shem Rabbi. Second line. Second word. Bone can I be the Asfer and Mona? Loke. Is it not Amar Rebbe B'Shem Rabbi Yosi? Shami Chagiga Boim B'Bama. The Shlomim for Chagiga, which come for Bama, are by Bama, are Ksherim, the Val Karbonos, right? So if that's the case over here, also let's say that that the Shalmei Nazir
also should work. How's that?
Yeah, it's like this. Shami Chagig you have to bring for Simchas Yontif. They're mandatory korbanos. You must have Simchas Yontif. You need to have some, and ain't Simcha of a boss or a yain. Boss means boss or korbanos, right? Yet nevertheless, you could sacrifice them anywhere you want. Anywhere you want, you can sacrifice the, when Bamas are mutter, you're allowed to sacrifice Shami Chagig anywhere, right? You don't have to bring it up to Shlaim. When Bamas are mutter. So if that's the case, Naziris also. Even though it's obligatory, let it be like Shami Chagiga. She's like Shami Chagiga, it's to slaughter anywhere, so to Nazir, so you should be able to slaughter anywhere, right? And therefore, the Rekike Nazir, which come with the Nazirs, they should be allowed to be used as matzah. It should be B'chol Moshe
Paseich. But we said Nazirs is an optional thing to begin with. It's not a Chovah. Once you're a Nazir, it is a Chovah, but you don't have to become a Nazir to begin with.
Yeah, but no, we're taking and ratcheting it up a step higher. So even if it's obligatory, we see that obligatory korbanos, which can bring b'chol moshavos. The proof of that pointing is obligatory korban of korban chagiga can bring her anywhere, right? So it says, that was Rabbi Yosa. We're going like Rabbi Yuda. You don't know? Chatos Pesach liyachid b'bama gdayla. No tricks. Anything which required to bring chatos Pesach only by b'bama gdayla. Ain't chatos Pesach liyachid b'bama gdayla. There's no such thing as b'bama gdayla. Now it says Gemara. So if that's the case, and then the Gemara. Everyone's side by side. That's one answer that we're going to look at here. Now the Gemara gives an alternate answer.
One was that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't bring any obligatory carbon above Mekhtana. The other answer is Lo'asei Elok Rabbi Shimon Tzgari Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Bar Mekemach Nizako by Nozir. Mekemach Nizako Lo'av Echom Yadomim. It's not you're allowed to bring in a Zerus at a private backyard carbon above Mekhtana. You're not allowed to. Rather, once one of the blood was sprinkled in Shiloh, Hutar Nozir and Nozir permitted behind Litami Lamesim. And be matam as well. So therefore, the rest of it he can finish outside. So could be a shami chagiga. Doesn't apply because it's talking about nazirus, right? And the nazirus could be that nazirus.
That's my train of thought.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're trying to prove. Look back at the Yerushalayim base minute. It says. The third line of bombs is right. So therefore, you don't have to preclude them from Moshe because they're eating anywhere, right? So then the Gemara asked, I'm just going through the Shagam Tar again because I lost my train of thought. Then the Gemara asked, how can you say Rekikin Nozer are good enough? Kinozer can't be brought everywhere. Nozer is an obligation. Obligation can't be done anywhere. That's B'Magdala. Says more, no, I have a case where it's going to work. The Rebbe said, named Rebbe Yosa, that Shami Chagiga, which come by a bomber, a kosher, but they just didn't work for the owner. So to here, let's say...
I see, I didn't pay proper attention to the order of Mario. 1 second.
I'm not sure I got this right. I'm sorry, I was not careless today. So let's take it from the second line here again. Bon kumi Rabbi Yehuda, that's from Rabbi Yehuda. Lokinam Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yosef, didn't Rabbi Yosef name Rabbi Yosef? Shavim chagiga boim baboma, shloim chagiga which come in a boma are ksherim, are valid. Now shloim lubayim shem chavim, they just didn't work for the owner, right? So if they didn't work for the owner, so that means they're not really b'chomo shavos. You really can't bring shavim chagiga anywhere. So let's say Shami Nozir, you can't bring anywhere you want either. Okay? In other words, Shami Chagiga or Chayva, you can't bring them anywhere. Shami Nozir or Chayva, you can't bring them anywhere either. Right? And that's a kasha. So how can you use Rekike Nozir for matzah? So it says the Gemara.
That's great, but it says Ksher, which implies that your Senator Corbinator says, but it.
Yeah, maybe that's my mistake. I'm trying to figure out according to Corbinator. So it says, so we'll throw the answer. El Krabi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatos u'Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Chatos u'Pesach. The way Corbin Eder explains it means, but a Nozir there is by Bo Mekhtana. Chatos u'Pesach, you don't have by Bo Mekhtana. But Nazirus you do have by Bar Mektana. Only those enumerated korbanos which can't be brought by Bar Mektana are prohibited. Oh. But Nazir's korban is good. And therefore, Rekike Nazir, the stuff which a Nazir brings together with his, the pancakes he brings together with his korban, they could taka be valid for matzah. Because it's b'chomo shvoseichem. Anything you do in Bar Mektana is b'chomo shvoseichem. Now, it's what the Yushami's major chiddush here is. Which I only don't recall the Bible ever saying. We have a halacha by matzahs b'mutzah b'chomo shavos. That's the mutzah tea throughout the Jewish nation. B'chomo shavos, says the Yushami, even pertains to things which normally associate only with Yerushalayim, but when their bomas katanos are mutzah, they're mutzah as well. That's also called b'chomo shavos. Because when the bomas katanos are mutzah, they're mutzah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shami Nazirus can be brought in any backyard boma, because only Chatas and Pesach limited the boma gedolah. So therefore, you're allowed to bring the Rekike Nazir, which accompany those Nazirus, as your matzah. Okay, that's one answer. Another answer is Lo Asya to Rabbi Shimon. Another answer is going back to what to Rabbi Shimon, which is similar to what Rabbum Bar Kana said before, which is. Rabbi Shimon Omar became a chizikul abechol minat damim. Once one of the bloods is sprinkled on the nozir, hutar nozir beyond litamim mesim. The nozir is mutter to drink wine and be matam mesim. Hi, he didn't bring the rest of his korbanos, so bring them. But that means that once a nozir had done the primary thrust of his avoda in Shiloh. Later on, the rest of the Avodah, including the Rekikim, can be done b'chol moshavos, even outside Shiloh, and therefore his Rekikim are taka kosher to be used as matzah. Now, I think that the Yerushalmi holds that, although I didn't look up the halacha, applies even after Beis HaMikdash is built. Because it's a one-time Jewish history is mutzah b'chol moshavos, it probably retains its heter afterwards, but I don't know if that's true. I'm just making that up. You understand what I'm saying? So it's called Moshavos and Bamos for Mutter. Maybe even now the Bamos for Aser remains in theory Mutter B'chol Moshavos. I don't know. There are no little letters here for me to tell if I'm right or wrong, but it's a possibility. So it says more, East Tani Tani. As opposed to says, the reason why you're allowed to sacrifice, the reason why, I forgot the reason for it, it's passing in Chumash. It says, "Kilo basam amnucha velanachla." You haven't come yet to the rest and to the portion. And when you come to the rest and the portion, then you have to then bamasar aser. That's what it says. Okay. It says bamasar aser when you come to the rest and the portion. Since you haven't yet come to the rest and the portion, menucha nachla, so therefore bamas are mutter. So east tani tani, those who said, menucha, rest, zeshilo. Nachla, portion, zeushalayim. East tani tani, those who said the opposite. Menucha, zeushalayim. Nachlo Zushilo. Mada Mar Menucha Zushilo. It says Menucha is referring to Shilo. It says Kilobase Marata El HaMenucha. It says first Menucha, and therefore, I'm sorry. Kilobase Marata El Menucha. And Menucha's first. And how does he know, which is chronologically the Mishkan? How does he know Nachlas Yerushalayim? Because also the Pasuk says Ha'ayit Tzavua Nachalasi. Did my portion, referring there, it seems to the Beis Hamikdash, did it become the possession of wild birds? So we see that Nachla refers to the Beis Hamikdash. Nachlasi li. Ma'amar Nachlas Yerushalayim. What about the Ma'amar? Says the exact opposite. He says, now why is Nachlos the Shiloh? Because the same parak in Yirmiyahu, he says, Hoysoli Nachlosi Karyei Banar. My Nachlo was to me like a lion in the forest, meaning it's not my Nachlo anymore. Once it was like a lion in the forest. Menucha Zushlai, Menucha for Zushlai, because it says, Zos Menucha Si Adia, this is my rest for all eternity. And then I was referring to Zushlai, which is the eternal side of the Beis HaMikdash. Lachosh also Lechot, it's like an individual. Shoslo Chavila, who made a bundle, and he considered himself to have completed a phase. Literally, he rested in it. Right now, so therefore, the Menuchos Yerushalayim, because when Hashem created Beis Hamikdash, although albeit Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed and rebuilt, but he rested from a certain portion. Just like the guy who made the bundle, eventually he's going to have to carry it, but he rested from assembling it. So too, we got to Yerushalayim, we rested from having bummels. Even eventually, Yerushalayim would be built and rebuilt several times. But bummels were ready, not permitted anymore. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kach Omoid, so to an Omoid, when they were in Omoid, in the Midbar, Nesra bummels to bummels or Osir. Be Gilgal, when they came to Gilgal, Hutra Bamas, the Bamas became Mutter. Bishil, Nesar, and Shil, they became Osir again, Osir, Nesar, Bamas. Benova, Givon, and Oven, Givon, Hutru, they became Mutter again, Mutra Bamas. Bishalayim, Nesar, Bamas. Then Yushalayim, the Bamas became Osir again. And this is also analogous to Lamelech, to a king. Shonar, Avodah, Sir Avdu, says to a servant, Altishtayayim, Lomit, Tveri, don't drink wine, either from Tveria, nor from Kesarin, Lomit, Tziporin. Habena Sayim Mutter. The king said, don't drink wine for here, wine for here, wine for here. But in the meantime, you can drink to your heart's content. So too, between the periods, they were allowed to have bumos, but not after they finished the period. Kach, so too, Bo'omoid. Also, our boyim Chosrachas, and the Omoid, they were 39 years in the desert. Why? Because built in the second year. But Gilgal, also our Basrei. In the Gilgal, they were for 14 years. Shevesh Kipshu, 7 years to conquer. Shevesh Chilku, in 7 years, they distributed Eretz Yisrael equitably without the help of computers. It takes 7 years. With a Pentium, it takes maybe 7 minutes. But anyway, it took a long time back then. Okay? And Shevish Kibush Shechokub. Yushilo and Shilo also Shlosh Mils and Shishim Betesha. They were Shilo for 369 years when Bomos Rosser. But Novakim and also Chamishim and Sheva. They're 57 years. I said 59 earlier, 57. Which Shlosh Shevin Nov 13 and Nov. Var Boy and Var Givon 44 and Givon. Then Bomos or Mutter. Yushlaim also being original in first base Mikdash was Arba Mils Vesser, 410 years. Bin Achron in the second base of Mikdash. Arbamil says stream 420 years. Lakayim Ashnerma to fill that which says Goliya Kvoda Bais is Achron Rishon. The last house of the Beis Hamikdash was greater than the first house, meaning it lasted longer. Of course, now like the Goyim say that it lasted for 585 years. No, it only lasted 420 years, but that's not for tonight. Okay, let's just get to the base. Hakoyes to Megillah Mafia. Somebody reads to Megillah. Hachaloch Perak Megillah Nichris. Hakoyes to Megillah. Somebody reads to Megillah Mafia means out of order. Perek Zayin before Perek Vav, and so on and so forth. Lo Yotza. Kral Peh, if you read it without a klaf. Kral Betarag, if you read it in Aramaic, B'chol Oshin, or any other language, Lo Yotza. However, according to the laws, those belaz, you can read it, if it's written in Hebrew, you can read it out to people who speak foreign languages in that foreign language. Which you have to read out of a Hebrew text, but you can... As you read it or translate, it's right. By lo ish sham ashuris and vice versa. Somebody doesn't understand Hebrew, who heard it in Hebrew, ashuris means ktsav, ashuris means your Hebrew. Yotza, he's also yotza. Now, it's not the same, you just have to listen. How do you know you have to read in order? To receive kiksavam, as is written. Ksav means in order. Peh, apelu yotza, if you read it by peh, not yotza, to receive kiksavam. Via state. State means you have to read it out of a book left. V'yishtate in English means as it's said, stated. Kara tarik, if you read it in Aramaic, lo yotza, d'chsiv kiksavam, as it is written. Abchol lashon lo yotza, in any language you're not yotza, d'chsiv kiksavam, as it's written, ukil shonam, and in the language it was given. It means not any other language. Rabbi Yeramar is a Tana Nachman Barada, Rabbi Yisiyamar, Tana Nachman Tzaba, one of the two says, either Nachman Barada or Nachman Tzaba, the different shot, he says, for you they should be. Keder Chaviyosu, you as they are, they so should be. The time learned up the hollow of a Kriya Shema, up our Kriya Shema, it should be over Kriya Samagila. The Kriya Shema, the Kriya Samagila, or Kriya Shema Vehamagila. It's Kriya Shema Vehamagila. Kriya Shema Veha Megillah came. That's be in order. Nihil of Kriya Shema Megillah, I said Kriya Shema Megillah, you'll see the Kriya says that's written. Baram Balib, why did you say Hallel in order? Begin the Kriya means Rach Shem Hashem Vo Mahol Hashem Hashem. Says what I'll tell you why, because it says from the east till from the rising of the sun until the setting of the sun, the Shem Hashem is blessed. So now put in the words, the four words which begin the end of the second line. Match, mami, now has that pasuk tell us that? So the Gemara answers, Mulo Shem Hashem, the name of God is praised. Mi Mizrael Shem Amivo, from the time the sun rises till the sun sets, meaning in order. And so to the Rehalas be in order of the chronology. And this interesting one, it's just. See how he says, Amrei Avion, Ozosi Amrei Seder, you should know that, in fact, Hallel stayed in order. But Tesor Ami Mitzrayim is the Shavar, beginning, right, when they left. Lo Lonu Hashem, Lo Lonu, we don't want to have any cover given to you and stop all the Goyim. That's the Darso, that's for these generations. Or after Yishma Hashem, I like when Hashem listens to me, that's Yimosha Mashiach. Isu Chag B'Avosim, make a holiday. With around the Mizbech, Limos Gog Magog. See, Gog Magog comes after Mashiach here. Okay. Isn't that interesting? Armageddon follows the coming of Mashiach.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I never heard that
before.
The other
was
the other way
around.
The question is
this
Mashiach
been? Yeah, it could be that it's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Right, I was thinking about that. And then it says, Eliyatov Odekol, that's Lasi Lovo, which maybe is Mashiach ben David. And Rabbi Yosef, so I don't know, but anyway, it's interesting here. Rabbi Yosef, all right, we'll stop here because now it gets back to Megillah. Okay, so we'll stop here. So I don't know. And that's what it says. The Golgamal comes after Mashiach.